I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. There is a lot out of whack with the immigration system here in the U.S. This is one thing that pretty much everyone agrees on. But one new change in the system seems really out of whack for some people. It's a new process for resolving asylum cases. Used to be it was first come, first serve. But as of a year ago, it's the other way around. The newest applicants get their cases resolved first. The idea is to help cut a huge backlog of applications by quickly eliminating unqualified ones, but it means that people who've been waiting a long time just have to keep on waiting. Journalist Lita Hallowell has produced a documentary about one of these asylum seekers. His name is Alex Bukasa. He's from Congo, and we're going to hear from him in a couple of minutes. But first, I asked Lita how she got Alex's story.
So I met Alex at an organization called the Maine Access Immigrant Network in Portland, Maine. He was interpreting at a support group meeting for recently arrived Francophone immigrants. That's how I met Alex.
So interpreter is how he makes his living. He's been in the country long enough to be working now as an interpreter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he arrived in 2014 and applied for asylum in 2015. And once you apply for asylum, there's a waiting period. And then after that waiting period, you can apply for a work permit. So he's applied for the work permit and he works as an interpreter and he has some other jobs as well to support himself.
Right. And now with last in, first out, he's kind of in a waiting game. I mean, there's so much that's unfair in the U.S. immigration system right now. But this seems like kind of a different level of unfairness, even if you believe there's a good reason for it. How does he take it all? Is he bitter?
He really isn't, actually. In talking to him, he obviously does want his case to be heard and he wants to go through the system. But I mean, he's working with people who are going through the system now who arrived after he did. And he just, to me, seems, happy to help them and is just kind of patiently waiting for his case to be heard.
Can you imagine a scenario in which he actually loses his case and is forced to return to the Democratic Republic of Congo or is deported?
I really hope that that's not the case. I mean, I think he does have a very legitimate case to receive asylum in the United States. And also, he's been here now for quite a few years, and he has a life here. He has job, friends. And so it would just, it's hard for me to imagine him going back to the Congo at this point.
What is he hearing from his attorney?
He actually doesn't have a lawyer. He just applied on his own. He said he's going to get one, but it's just a waiting game for him right now.
Journalist Lita Hallowell. Now let's hear an excerpt from her documentary about Alex Bukasa. It's called Last In, First Out.
The image that we had for America is that everything's good, life is good, things are easy, you buy your car, you have your own house. You feel like it's kind of heaven on earth, right? And they don't really tell you that the bad side of here, that the struggle, the hard work and all that, they don't really say that. I grew up in Kinshasa. Kinshasa it's like New York, but in the Congo. I went to school for journalism, and I was like a reporter. I had a safety problem based on one article that I wrote. And at that moment, I knew that Congo would not be a safe place for me. At some point, I would lose my life because my opinion is not the opinion of this government. And I have to get out of this place because I might get killed here. I arrived in the U.S. in 2014, September 23rd. When I got here, the only way for me to work and continue my life, since I couldn't also go back in the country for persecution and all those things, I applied for asylum, and I'm an asylum seeker. After I applied in 2015, I knew that it's going to take me 2 years maybe. But then we got a new administration and everything just changed. The people who just applied recently are being interviewed first. And those who applied earlier, 2 years before, they would have to wait. So we went down, on the list, we have to wait for those who came recently to be interviewed. And I was like, I'm going to wait again? So it was discouraging because you don't know like how long it's going to take. And I'm in the waiting list so far. When I see people who just came here and get granted, then I feel bad. Like it could have been me.
Alors on veut voir dans quelle mesure on peut aider tout le monde ici avec leurs besoins.
We understand that when you
now I'm working as a professional interpreter.
Alors on comprend que lorsque vous venez dans un autre pays et vous venez ici en Amérique, la situation de
I work with City Hall, I work with social workers, lawyers, for asylum seeker cases. I'm working with people who are being seen. Right now I'm working on a case. I'm working with a lawyer and someone who is asking for asylum. She arrived after me, but she's being interviewed, so, which is unfair, but that's what the government has decided. And you start building a life here. You know, you kind of begin to clothe yourself with the spirit of the place and all that, and you know, you develop a sense of belonging to the place and the community. But you're also scared that of the situation back home, right? You don't know if they're going to deport you or you're going to stay here. So it's a lot of feelings at the same time going on. Some people don't even know that I've been here for 4 years. They don't. One day I was talking to a friend, and he was just asking me questions. So which high school did you go to? And I was like, what are you talking about? I didn't go to high school here. Oh, how long have you been here? I've been here for 4 years. No way. Like, yeah. So doing moments like that, I forget. I forget. I feel like I'm a citizen, but I'm not.
That was Alex Bukasa from Lita Hallowell's documentary, Last In, First Out. It was produced at the Salt Institute of Documentary Studies in Maine. Coming up, stopping the chatter in Congo on their presidential elections. And the chatter starts on a big new cyber attack in Germany. You're with the world.